It's 522.
Now the latest on the search for accused killer and former Los Angeles police officer Christopher Dorner. Reported sightings of Dorner have not panned out, and police don't know whether he's in the Southern California mountain community where they've been focusing their search for him. Dorner has threatened to target police officers and is suspected in 3 killings in recent days.
Joining us to talk about it, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman. Steve, you know, I've been reading accounts of this, and the police officers out there seem somewhat terrified of the guy.
Well, I think yesterday there was a lot more fear than there is today. You had the incident just a few hours earlier where a Riverside police officer was shot to death allegedly by Dorner, and another officer was seriously wounded. Today, things have calmed down a bit, but obviously this is a potentially very dangerous situation. Dorner threatening to kill Los Angeles police officers in that manifesto, also threatening to kill their families, and right now no one really knows for sure where he is.
And he could be anywhere. Does it seem to you like police are still concentrating in state, or are they coming to grips with the fact that he could really have left the state by now?
I think they realize that anything is possible, but the focus of the search right now is this Big Bear area. If you know Los Angeles, that's a ski area around 80 miles east of L.A., going east towards Palm Springs. And this is where Dorner abandoned his vehicle yesterday. So they know he was there yesterday. The problem is there was around a 3 or 4 hour gap between the time he left the vehicle and authorities discovered it, and you can do a lot within 4 hours. Now, is he still in the area? Has he tried to escape? They just don't know. But right now, they're trying to go door to door, look at every home. They're also, because this is a mountainous area, a ski resort area, there are many cabins where people are sometimes there, sometimes not there, very small cabins. And they're trying to go through and look at those cabins one by one. They say there are around 200 cabins they have to go and look at.
Dorner lost his job with the LAPD years ago already. Why this now, Steve?
This is the big question. I mean, what triggered the anger and the response that he's alleged to have taken this past week? He was fired in 2008. Now, he did appeal that dismissal, and that process of appealing did take a couple more years, but it's still been a while since he was fired. He did remain as part of the Navy Reserve. That part of his life ended last month. I don't know if that may have prompted him to be angry about his current situation, but this is one of the big questions that we just don't have an answer to. What triggered him? What prompted the anger to explode this week rather than a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a few years ago?